Hi, this is Tony Allen with Signet473.com Gospel Way Podcast. Today's episode is titled, God Wants You to Be a Blessing. Hi, this is Tony Allen with Signet473.com Gospel Way Podcast. Today's episode is titled, God Wants You to Be a Blessing. All right, the first reading is going to come from Psalms 112. As it is written, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. So basically, you're taking great pleasure in the word of God. Verse 2. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Let's stop there for a second. What is it that makes our righteousness endure forever? It's staying in the Word of God. That's abiding in the Lord Jesus, in the Word. All right, because Jesus is the Word. When you're in the Word and you abide in the Word, blessings will follow. It will chase you down. That's what he's saying here. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Now, watch this. Those that say that God wants you poor and money is bad, why would he put this in his word? God does not want anyone to be in poverty. He came to earth so that we can become rich. All right. He gave up his wealth in heaven to become poor that we may be rich. Now watch this. And his righteousness endures forever. Verse 4. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Why? What is he saying? When you're in the word and you stay there, Jesus, you take on his righteousness. We are made righteous through Jesus' blood. Nothing we can do in God's eyes that will make us righteous except for receiving his son as Lord and Savior in our hearts and follow him. Not only follow, abide in the word. Stay there. Don't leave. This is when the blessings chases you down and overtakes you. Now watch this. We shouldn't be struggling to get money. Money should be chasing us instead of us chasing the money. We have it twisted in our thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you don't believe in the word of God, you're going to stay in the dark. All right. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Watch what he's saying here. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. All right. Now, why is he putting this verse in there? Because he's trying to say something to us. When you have wealth and riches in your home, when you've been blessed by the Lord, he wants you to be a blessing to someone else. It's not to keep the money and build a dam where the money stays in your house. No. When the Lord blesses us, he wants us to be a blessing. When you keep them, the blessing gates open, the money will continue to flow through you. If he can get it through you, he's going to keep sending it. All right. But if you're going to keep it or hoarder it, he can't do anything with that. Your heart is in the wrong place because your heart is being captivated by money. Money should not have us in bondage. All right. So when you can freely give and do it cheerfully, he will bless you. Wealth and riches will be in your house. But he starts out by saying, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. All right. When you fear in the Lord, that's meaning you're denying your flesh, the worldly ways. You want to walk in the spirit. All right. When you're walking in the spirit, that's fearing the Lord. That's abiding in him who takes delight, great delight in his commandments. That's the word of God. All right. So when you have great delight in the word, when your pleasure is to read the word and it's not a chore, you're going to be blessed. And he tells us, his descendants will be mighty on earth. All right. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever because Jesus resides in us. Now watch this. Watch this. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Watch this. It's the Lord himself, right? That's full of grace and mercy. It's not us. It's the Lord working through us. All right. Now watch what he says in verse 5. A good man deals graciously and lends. So now you've been blessed by the Lord. You have wealth and riches in your house. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be an everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. That means bad news. When trouble comes and finds you, you won't be shaken. All right. His heart is steadfast. Watch this now. That word steadfast means firm and unwavering, solid. All right. You're not going to be moved by everything that comes your way. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. The word established, again, that means you have a long track record of trust in the Lord permanently by agreement. All right. So you agree what the word says and you believe in it and you trust it. You have established yourself in the word. The word is Jesus. So you established your heart with him. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. Now watch this. He goes on to say in verse 9, he has dispersed abroad. That means all the descendants of Abraham. When you are born again, although we're not Jews, we're Gentiles. We haven't been born in Jerusalem as the Jewish nation. But when we surrender to the Lord, we become adopted into the kingdom through his blood. All right. So when God said your seed, your descendants will be as the number, the sands that you cannot number, that means all the people that surrender their lives over to Jesus and follows him, you become a descendant of Abraham. All right. That's what he said here. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He didn't stop there, though. He also tells us his horn will be exalted, lifted up with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Basically, whatever the enemy is trying to inflict you with or come against you, whether it be your finances, relationships, whatever it may be, the desire of the wicked shall perish. And it starts out with praise and worship and believing in the word and taking great pleasure in the word of God. All right, now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. So this can bring you a little bit more understanding of what Psalms 12 is saying. Watch this. As it is written, verse 9, for you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty, you might become rich. Now I'm going to read that again. Think about what he's saying here. For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. So Jesus gave up wealth and became poor that we may become rich. Now, he said might become rich. He didn't say you will become rich. Why did he say that? Because it suggests That word might suggest a possibility. All right. So there's a possibility that you may become rich. Why is he saying might though? Because there's things that we have to do on our part to be blessed like that. All right. Because if you're not abiding in the Lord and you're not staying in the word, you can't be a part-time believer. He wants your heart to be committed. All right. So when your heart is committed, this is the promises that happens. This is what happens, that the blessings just flows right to you. Now watch this now. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, as it is written, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. So God does not have money as we know it, dollar bills in heaven. There's no need for it there. But the world system, the way the economy is set up and governed, money here on earth blesses us here. All right. So when he blesses you, he wants you to be a blessing to others. Excuse me. That's where he said in Psalms 112, I'm going to go back there again. He says, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious. Watch this now. Stop there. I'm going to stop there for a second. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that word grace is used again. It's used in Psalms 112. He is gracious. Then it talks about the Lord Jesus. For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. So, in Psalms 112, he's saying, when you are blessed, when abundance comes and overtakes you, when wealth and riches are in your house, he expects us to be gracious and full of compassion and righteous. And then he tells us, a good man deals graciously and lends. So the wealth that you have been blessed with in your home, you want to pass it on to someone else to help them along the way. All right. God wants us to be a blessing to others. I always say this, your giving is your blessing. If you think about it now, watch this. Your giving is your blessing. So when you give, you will be blessed in return. It's just the way it is. You sow those seeds in good faith and in charity. You cannot give the Lord. All right. So, and you don't want your heart to be twisted for the reasons of giving just to receive something back. You do it because it's a heart condition. You see someone in need. You don't think twice. You let it flow and let it happen and let the Lord do the rest. Just trust that he will do what he says. That's what he said. His heart is steadfast. That means unwavering, trusting in the Lord. So that means when the word of God says, this is what's going to happen, this is what I'm going to do, you have to trust that. You have to be steadfast. You can't be wavering in your faith. You got to be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. All right. Now watch this. Now we're going back. I'm still in Psalms 112. Now I'm talking now in verse 9. He has dispersed abroad. That's everybody that has surrendered their lives over to Jesus and is born again and follows him and abides in the word. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. That's because Jesus resides in us. We are made righteous through the blood of Jesus. All right. So Jesus will always be righteous. His righteousness endures forever. It's not your flesh body and your good deeds or whatever you think that you can do to win favor from the Lord. The only thing that pleases him is when you surrender to his son Jesus and make him Lord and Savior in your heart and keep him there with patience. Don't let the word strip the good and corruptible seed away from your heart. Keep it there. meditate on his words, and watch how wealth comes to your house and overtakes you. Watch this. Now, when it does that, know it's coming from the Lord, and always give the Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, all the glory. All right? Because it's him that allows us to get wealth. All right? Wealth is brought to us from the Lord. He's not bringing it from the heavens. He's using people. All right? Now, watch this. Let's go to Joshua, the first chapter of Joshua. All right? Let's read starting at verse 7. All right? Now, this is Joshua 1, chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is telling us, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. Watch this. What he's saying is people will try to tug you away from what the Lord is saying. Somebody in your ear on the left side, somebody on the right side trying to give you advice. All right. Don't lean to your own understanding. Always seek the Lord and trust in what he says. All right. Because people will lead you astray. And sometimes they're doing it deliberately because they see the blessing on you. All right. And they don't want to see that because they're not walking like you're walking. All right. Their ways are different from your ways. All right. And the way of the Lord is what pleases him. All right. When we walk in that way, blessings will overtake you. Now watch this. He also tells us in verse 8, this book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. So here's the thing. If you take your eyes off the Lord, you will be distracted. All right. And then you next thing you know, you're meditating on something else in this world that doesn't matter. All right. As a man thinketh, so he is. All right. So if you're constantly consuming your mind with the word of God, those are going to become your thoughts. If you're depressed, start reading the word. Watch this, because the word is Jesus. All right. Depression can't stay. It has to flee. All right. So you got to stay in the word and meditate in the word, like he's saying, day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. That means anxious or fearful or fretting. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Why? Because he's residing inside. The word of God is inside. You're meditating on the word day and night. Jesus is walking with you wherever you go. That's why it says, do not be afraid. I got you. The enemy cannot touch you unless you allow. You got to give him permission to destroy your life. He has no rights to you, but you got to stay rooted in the word. You have to meditate in the word day and night. Keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is to run your race with endurance to the finish line. All right. That's what the Lord wants us to do, and spread the gospel. But basically, this is about being a blessing. All right. So when the Lord blesses you, when wealth and riches is in your home, don't become a hoarder. Release it. Release it in good faith and watch how the blessings continue to flow. All right. Now, that's my word to anyone that hears this message. God wants you to be a blessing. That's the name of this message. And I hope these words take root inside your heart. The good incorruptible seed. Let it take root. Watch this now. Psalms 35:27. My lips shall continually say, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God wants you to prosper. He doesn't want you poor. He doesn't want you struggling for nothing. When you're walking with him and honoring his son, blessings will come and overtake you. Wealth and riches will be in your house. Amen. And God bless you.